The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
When 28-year-old scholar and playwright Emma Whipday was in college, she had an idea.
I was revising for my final exams at Oxford University, and I was reading Virginia Woolf's A Room of One's Own, which tells a story about what if Shakespeare had a sister who was as talented as he was, and I thought that was a really exciting question.
But she didn't like how Virginia Woolf handled the story of Shakespeare's ill-fated sibling.
It has Judith becoming pregnant and committing suicide because she thinks a poet's heart is incompatible with a woman's body.
So Whipday wrote something for the stage.
The story is that Judith Shakespeare has written a play in secret, and when the players come to Stratford, she decides to escape her hometown where her father wants her to marry against her will, run away with the players to London, and try and sell her play to the theatres.
But when she gets to London, she learns that it's illegal to write plays like the one she's penned based on the Bible.
It is forbidden because the staging of biblical history may encourage irreverence, and it may encourage idolatry.
But my play is neither irreverent nor idolatrous.
That is not for you to decide.
Have you read my play?
I have read it.
And did you think it idolatrous?
It is right that you admire your brother's work. You cannot be expected to comprehend what it might mean.
I wrote this play!
And you see nothing to damn you. Nothing the queen may mislike?
Nothing.
And women are not welcomed as playwrights or actors. So she turns to the local madam and her girls.
Our Judith here has a little scheme.
Oh.
She'd have us be in a secret play. Are you with us, Luce?
I could play in their little interludes as well as any. I'd better the player boys any day.
In addition to including a bit of modern-day music, Emma Whipday wrote in modern-day English, making it easy for an audience to follow the dialogue. But she used certain words and sentence structures to evoke Shakespeare's time, and to her surprise, the lines rolled easily off the tongues of an American cast in Virginia.
It made me think about how Shakespeare's English is supposed to be closer to American English. The language didn't change in the same way that British English did. Some scholars have argued that some of the vowel sounds and some of the speech patterns might be closer to how people actually spoke in early modern England.
Shakespeare's sister is, in some places, comedy and in others, tragedy. But it's always relevant, since it turns out Shakespeare's time had much in common with our own.
There was a lot of immigration. There were a lot of anxieties about immigration. There was a lot of fear about Catholicism as a religion that people thought could undermine the state, could cause people to try and assassinate the queen. I'm interested in the difficulties that not just women but also men have in the Elizabethan period in making a living in a kind of precarious career like the arts, and the difficulty that women writers still have, particularly in theatre and film and the arts, and female directors as well. I mean, things have improved so much over the last 20, 30 years, but there's still nothing near equality.
Shakespeare's Sister is on stage through April 7th. Next up for Emma Whipday, an adaptation of Sense and Sensibility, which will be on the bill at the Blackfriars Theatre in Stanton next year. I'm Sandy Houseman.